Can you describe, say, Hutch Bank at that time? How, was there a lot of cranes working?
No, there were two big cranes, and they were overlooking Flip Pub. Can you imagine it? Right, went straight up like that, and Flip Pub were there, and Toad Hall were there, and the two cranes were there, and they were in the big holes with them.
Yeah.
And they were steamers.
Right.
And they used to work on a, they were like on a big wheel, set down under, they went, traversed right round.
Yeah.
And the arm, the derricks were out like that, they weren't.
Yeah.
And they couldn't just put tackle where they wanted, like, because these, the winding arm didn't come up and down, they were rigids.
Yeah.
And they were bound with steel bars. So the crane out of the hole and swung around. And they used to position these cranes, you know, right on the edge of the hole.
Mm.
Honest, they did.
Yeah.
They were out at this side. When it went round, boiler and driver were over the hole.
Right.
And so there was no mucking about, you had to be spot on. And they were good ones, were they? Crane drivers were like the next to the shop fire, they were best paid men.
Right. Did they make
there was one chap called Cook, yeah. And he lived on. He lived on a row, halfway down Charles Lane, but coming in from Laburnum Street. There were two roads like that. And Cook lived there. And one day, they overweighted him and dragged crane into the bottom.
Right.
Anyway, they managed to survive. I think they broken legs and one thing and another, but
right.
I were tragedy with that.
Yeah, it's hard to judge the weight. I suppose they were experienced.
Well, they were experienced, you just made a slight mistake, haven't they?
I
know it got in about 20 foot out the hole and it went flop over.
Right. I mean, it could be the bracings given.
Anything, you know.
Yeah.
Because there were no health and safety then.
No.
There were no testing.
No.
We were all what they call a wreck of iron.
Yeah.